The New Testament word that describes the highest form of love is agape. It is found 106 times in Scripture, and it depicts God's unconditional, unending, and perfect love. God gives His love to every Christian and commands them to love others as He has loved them. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, and you're listening to Fraser 365. This month, we're exploring what that kind of perfect love looks like, how God loves us, and how His love empowers us to love others here and now. So thanks for joining us, and we hope that this study will challenge you to show the love of Christ to everyone around you today and every day.
Thanks for joining us for day 31 of Love Now. Today's title is God's Love Has Been Poured Into You. Roy Lessen said, "The beautiful thing about God's love is that it is a giving love, a love that flows in abundance with kindness, generosity, and goodness." Our text today is Romans 5, 1 through 5. "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." The fifth chapter of Romans begins by declaring several results of being justified through faith. Below are a few effects of our salvation. We have peace with God, as seen in verse 1. We have the hope of the glory of God, as seen in verse 2. We can praise God even in our suffering, as seen in verse 3. And finally, suffering produces character and hope, as shown in verse 4. Christians aren't immune to trials and tribulations. In fact, because of God's presence and power, sufferings can produce more Christ-likeness in our lives. James Montgomery Boyce states, "Paul says that Christians respond to their trials by rejoicing in them. However strange, abnormal, or even irrational this may seem to unbelievers, and this is itself another evidence of their salvation." Because of the abundance of theological truth found in these five verses, many scholars fail to mention another incredible truth. God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, as seen in verse 5. Douglas J. Moo explains the Greek word for poured out. "God does not mete out His love for us in tiny measures. He has poured, or ekeo, into our lives." This verb is used to describe the pouring out of the Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Ben Witherington III provides even deeper insight. "Paul speaks of God pouring His love into the inner being of the believer, here called the heart. The verb poured out is in the perfect tense, indicating the enduring effect on the believer of the pouring out of love. He is not talking about the pouring out of the Spirit here. Rather, the Spirit is the agent through whom the love of God comes into the being of the believer. The Spirit is also seen as a gift, bringing with Him all the other benefits and blessings of God. The phrase love of God is found only here and in 8:39 and in 2 Corinthians 13:13. And in each case, it refers to God's love for us rather than our love for God. This is indeed the first reference to God's love in Romans, and it is significant that Paul talks about it in such experimental terms. Paul refers not merely to believing in or knowing about this love, but also to experiencing it in the inner person in an abundant way through the metaphor of a rainstorm. God so desires to give you His love that He pours it into your heart at the moment He saves you. He loved you before the world was created, but He wants you to experience His love through a personal relationship with Him. So you could say that you are doubly loved. You are loved by God before and after your salvation. In addition to that incredible news is the reality that he fills your heart with his love so that you can understand his love to the fullest extent. Consider these questions. What are your thoughts about God pouring his love into your heart? How does the first part of the verse from day 3 connect to today's message? 1 John 3:1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. How does today's devotion further support God's divine enablement for you to love now? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you.